Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies, 7th printing, from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 176 of Ninjas and Super Spies. This is the last page of Ninjas and Super Spies. Appropriately, it has at the top a giant kind of banner illustration of a humongous slimy monster who is nothing like anything that would ever appear in Ninjas and Super Spies, because this is an ad. This is an ad for Rifter. As the page describes, Rifter is something between a source book and a quarterly magazine. Part of Palladium's business strategy is that they print inexpensive books. And so those books are so inexpensive that you can sort of release them in a magazine format. And that's what Rifter is. Rifter is what is intended to be a quarterly magazine source book, basically. It's got supplemental rules, some of them from fans. The concept of Rifter is the dumbest thing on this page, but I don't mean to insult it. There's a vision here that I think is just dated. Like, it wasn't particularly dumb at the time, but now looking back on it, it's quaint. It's cute. How Palladium intended for Rifter to work. So this page is full of the trademark symbol, because everything on this page is trademarked. You know, Rifts is trademarked, Rifter is trademarked. And there's another trademarked term here, WebWorks. Web-works trademark. This is Palladium's original and innovative idea, their trademark for gathering material from the internet about their game, and then publishing it in a quarterly print publication, where it can reach their, you know, swaths of fans who don't have access to the internet. I feel like this made sense at the time. I feel like there was a time when people were sitting at Palladium HQ thinking, oh, we've got all these fans making content on the internet for our game. They're coming up with new occupational character classes, you know, new settings and cities, new monsters, new mechas with skull motifs. But it's not easy for people at home to get that content, right? You would have to get on the internet, which is this whole arcane process. But of course, every town has a well-stocked game store with shelves and shelves full of basically disposable Palladium books. So what let's do is, for our fans who aren't on the internet, every 3 months or so, we'll just kind of skim the internet. We'll just kind of, you know, we'll get on the information superhighway, we'll put out our butterfly net, and we'll just catch all of the things people have written about Palladium games in the last 3 months. And then we'll collect them in a soft cover print publication. We'll print out a million of them and ship them around the country so that if you're a Palladium fan who doesn't have the internet, you can go down to your, you know, the podunk game hole, your local gaming store, and buy, you know, one of their stack of dozens of copies of the Rifter. It's like the internet, only slow and expensive, and when you're done reading it, you have to store it in a box at your house. I'm really of two minds about this concept. I'm trying to separate what I'm seeing on the page here from what I know of the way Palladium has dealt with online Palladium material that fans have posted. Putting aside everything else I know about Palladium, the concept of doing this by fans, for fans, print publication through the company so that you theoretically get either in the mail or at your local game store periodic, like, fan supplements to actually have on your bookshelf full of, like, the best fan works for your favorite game, that's actually a really good idea in a hipster sort of way, in a detached, like, zine style, like, isn't it cool that I'm connecting with other people in a totally archaic fashion? I don't know. It's very appealing to me in the same way that a lot of stuff in Ninjas and Super Spies is appealing to me. But nonetheless, I think that a business model in the year 2000 that involves taking internet content and making it more profitable and accessible by repackaging it in print. The business model of pivoting to print in the year 2000, you know, the market has spoken. It's the dumbest thing on this page. So that is the last page of Ninjas and Super Spies. You might think that tomorrow would be the back cover of Ninjas and Super Spies, but you would be mistaken. I have promises to keep, dumbheads. And before this season is out, I need to take a moment, one bonus episode in this season, to talk about some WebWorks trademark of my own. If you like white guys who are masters of the katana, and I know that you do, you're going to want to join me tomorrow for a bonus episode when I'll be discussing a fan supplement for Palladium Games, Palladium RPG Rules for Highlander, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day, except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.